Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Oh. Tell that brother and sister next to you, ain't nobody greater. Ain't nobody greater. Oh, hallelujah. Let's turn to the book of Mark. If you need a Bible, please raise your hand. Oh, I don't know about you, but wherever he leads, I just want to follow. I just want to go. Wherever he leads, hallelujah. How many of you feel that way? Where he leads me. We used to sing that song. I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. See, some of us go part of the way, but who's willing to go all the way? Come on, let's go all the way then. Let's do it then. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about something very important. Embracing the change. Yahweh promotes a transformation in us when we come to him. Something in the spiritual realm happens. We become transformed. And a lot of us don't embrace that transformation. And he can't take you higher until you think higher. Come on now. How do we know this? Because we talked about the Greek word metanoia, which means the English word repent, which means to change your mind, change your thinking, and take that and redirect it to where it belongs, and that's to Yahweh. We want Yahweh to change our what? Thinking. We have to start thinking how he wants us to think. And there's some places that he wants to take y'all that you've never been before. But you got to turn your thinking to the thinking of Yahweh so you can receive it. Because you ain't going to get it in your own thinking if you stay right there. But he's calling us to the change. So that repent means to change your thinking. Who wants to? But you got to yield to that process. You got to allow it to take place. And so let's go to Mark, the first chapter. Hallelujah. He wants us to think differently. And there's a transformation in us. And sometimes we just think in the old way we've thought. That ain't going to work. Tell your neighbor, that ain't working. We know it ain't working because, you know, it ain't producing nothing. So the Mark, the first chapter, the 14th verse. You got to say, I got it. Mark 1:14. This is early in Yeshua's ministry. He just hit the ground running. And he says, now that after Yohanan, John, was put in prison, Yeshua came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of Yahweh, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Repent ye, and believe that this is what he's coming out the gate saying. So one of the first things that Yeshua says in the ministry of the gospel is, repent ye. Now before that, he says, the time is at hand. It's fulfilled. So the time is what? Now. It's still the time. when he creates that change in you, it's time for you to change.
All right.
He provides the transformation, but you got to walk in it. You can't think. And when I tell people, when we get ready to baptize them, just when you go down in these waters, the old you is dead, buried. But when you come up, the new you, resurrected, just like Yeshua rose from the dead, you raise up, transform, empower. But you gotta walk in it. The transformation has been done, just like a car. When you get that new car, all you gotta do is what? Drive it. If you don't drive it, you ain't going what? You ain't going nowhere. But you gotta get in the car, turn the key, and drive it. Who wants to ride that salvation out? I'm gonna ride it out. So, and I it literally, with Yeshua, it's ride or die. who you gonna roll with? You gonna roll with Yahweh, or you gonna roll the enemy? Because if you don't ride with him, you surely gonna die. So I choose to ride. Anybody riding? I'm riding. Because if you don't, it's a different story. So it says, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of Yahweh is at hand. Change your thinking. Direct your thinking to me. And believe the gospel. If you don't change your thinking, you're not going to be able to believe. You're not going to be able to do that. When Yahweh has delivered you from something, drugs or alcohol, he's transformed you. He's delivered you. But it's up to you to walk in that deliverance. So you got to change your thinking. You can't walk in the same places that you used to walk. You can't talk to the same people you used to talk to. You can't keep the same paraphernalia in your house. See, sometimes you be keeping stuff. What you keeping it for? He's delivered you from that. What you saving it for? Throw it in the toilet, flush it, throw it in the trash, get rid of it. You got a brand new life. You don't need that no more. Don't hold on to that. But your thinking has to be, I don't need it no more. Lay it down. God, get rid of it. What you keeping that for, right? And so it says here, if we go to Acts, let's go to Acts, the 17th chapter. Hallelujah. If he tells us to repent, to change our thinking, that means it's possible. And we got to understand that. So Acts, the 17th chapter. And this is kind of like where we left off last week. The 28th verse. If you got it, say, I got it. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are his offspring. We're his children. We're his offspring. For as much, 29th verse, then as we are the offspring of Yahweh, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And the times of this ignorance Yahweh winked at, but now commanded all men everywhere. Do you want to go higher? If you want to go higher, you got to start thinking higher. You got to elevate your thoughts. I told some people today, I had a meeting with, I said, the kingdom of Yahweh is not about walking in emotions. The kingdom of Yahweh is walking in the spirit. If you walking in your emotions, you will never go anywhere. When you walking in your emotions, you walking in your flesh. You walking in your mind. You will never get anywhere. You will never be able to go to the places Yahweh wants to take you. Oh, but if you will dial into the spirit and start thinking spiritually and start doing the things spiritually that Yahweh commands us, then he can take you somewhere. This walk is a spiritual walk. How do we do it? We got to get into the spirit. We got to be led by the Holy Ghost. We got to get into the word of Yahweh. If you don't let that happen in your life, you will always be grounded. And you will never be able to fly. And if you can't fly, you ain't gonna get higher. I don't know about y'all, but I want to fly. I want to fly in the Spirit. I want to fly in the Holy Ghost. I want to fly in the power. I want to fly in the authority that He's given me. I want to fly in everything that He's provided for me. But we can't do it when we think in the old, same, crazy way. We're gonna talk about this for a minute. Let us go to Ishayahu. And that is Isaiah, the 55th chapter. You're about to break it open. Yahweh made a covenant with David in 2 Samuel or 2 Shmuel that the Israelites, they would have a permanent homeland. They wouldn't have no threat to nations or anything of that nature. But they had to uphold their part of the bargain, which was simple. Serve the only living God. And don't turn your thinking to idols. They were set up. They had everything that they needed in that covenant, but they chose to break it because they started serving idols. Why? What kept them from the greatness of Yahweh? They start thinking crazy. They start getting in their mind, I thank this and I thank that. He already laid it out. Let me tell you, saints, Yahweh has already laid everything out in His word. He has made it so you don't have to think about nothing. You ain't got to think. He's lined it up so all you got to do is trust Him and do it. When you get into your own thinking, you start messing it up. Let's find out what happened with these folk. First verse. Ho! I love that. Ho! That means, hey! Guess check this out. Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Why? He says, and he that hath no money, come, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. That means I got some stuff for you that you ain't even got to pay for. I've already provided it. Just come. That's what he's saying. Just come and get it. I provided a table. I provided the blessings and the breakthroughs and everything that it is that you need. All you got to do is just come on, come to this table. But see, what some of us do is we go to some other tables. We go in other places looking for stuff. And he's saying, no. Ho! Say, everybody say, ho! Ho! It's right here. That's what he said. And he says, so how do we do that? Second verse, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Why are you going to these other places that are not going to satisfy you, that is not going to give you what you need, what you're looking for? I got it all spread out. Tell your neighbor, the table is spread. Right. All you got to do is take part in it. And he says, hearken diligently unto me, and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. You know, I'm going to tell you something. You can give me some fat-free stuff, but it's not as good as the stuff that got the fatness in it. Have you tried it? Who's tried fat-free? I'll try fat-free. And I go to these places, restaurants and eat, and when they say they have Italian, I say, okay, it ain't the light, is it? Because if it's the light, I don't want it. I want all of the fats. I want all of the good stuff. So that's what he's saying here. He said, eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. How do we attach to this? How do we get this? Third, incline your ear. Means turn your ear to me. See, there's other voices out there, and I tell things, there's all kinds of noise out there in the world. And people generate noise too. You can have some people talking some mess to you that ain't nothing. You know what? If it don't line up with the word of God, I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I inclining my ear to what? So you got to turn your ear up. Say, turn up. That's what it is. Incline your ear, right? And come unto me. Hear, and your soul. I have a question to church. Why are we going to other sources and people and situations that have nothing to do with the word of Yahweh, and we're looking for counsel? You having problems in your relationship. Well, why are you going to talk to the homeboy that don't have nothing to do with Yahweh? Man, if I was you, I would leave that. Ain't that what they say? That's the device they get.
Man, there's too many women out there. Get rid of her and get hook up with somebody else. The probabilities are 10 to 1. 10 women to one man. You got choices.
How many of you heard that? We've heard it. Well, you don't want to admit that you heard it? What's going on? You're going to lose every time. All you got to do is line up with Yahweh, and Yahweh will work that relationship out. I'm telling y'all, there is nothing that Yahweh can't do. If two people are in his word, come on. Who's a witness to that? As long as you're in his word, there is nothing that you cannot overcome. And so, but what we're doing is we're turning our ear to different places. And so it says, come unto me and hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Fourth verse, behold, I have given him a witness to the people, a leader and the man of the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and the nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of Yahweh thy Elohim, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye Yahweh while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Check this out. 7. Let the wicked forsake his way. What does that mean? You used to do stuff a certain way before you came to Yahweh. He's saying, forsake that. Forget about that. Right? You got to change your thinking. For instance, if you've been a person, let's make a practical example. If you've been a person that's always been in debt, your checkbook is negative. Or let's put it this way. Does anybody know what a checkbook reconciliation is? Ooh. Well, come on now. Y'all need to know what a reconciliation is. It means that all the stuff that you wrote, you got to make, if you wrote $500 worth of stuff and your bank account says $3, that means that there's some stuff that came in that you need to say, okay, that came in, this hasn't come in yet. And if you don't do that, you're going to take that $3 and there's still $3 that's out there. And if you don't reconcile and you don't know what's out there and what's already been through, then if you take that $3, then that stuff on the outside going to come in and it's going to bounce. How would you know unless you reconcile? So you got to change your thinking. If you don't reconcile and you paying $35 for each bounce check, I hear they're trying to raise it to $40. That means that you got to change the way that you manage your finances. That means you got to change your thinking. If you don't change your thinking, you will always be negative. Your checks will always bounce. So it's the same thing in the spiritual realm. If you don't understand the stuff that you're supposed to be getting from Yahweh and the direction following the instructions that Yahweh has given you, your spiritual stuff will always be bouncing. And you will never recover what it is that Yahweh has for you. Why? Because you're still thinking negative. You're not reconciling. You're not going to his word. Tell your neighbor, change the thinking. I don't want my checks bouncing. So that means I got to deal with it a different way. I got to do it differently. So the word of Yahweh says this. Let the wicked forsake his way. Your way is not paying off. So forget about it. And the unrighteous man, his thoughts. Why? Because you think in a certain way. If you're thinking unrighteously, everything that you're going to get is unrighteous. If you're thinking what? Wickedly, the only thing that you're going to get is what? Wickedness. It does not take, as the apostle used to say, a Phi Beta Kappa to figure out, I need to start thinking the way Yahweh needs me to think. And there's some of y'all sitting right now. You got your hard head on. You ain't receiving it. But you're never going to get anything from Yahweh if you don't change your thinking. Say, I have to change my thinking. He says it right here. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Yahweh, and he will have mercy upon him, and to Yahweh, for he will abundantly pardon. Eighth verse. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh. People ask for my opinion. My opinion is what the word of Yahweh says. I need to think, what would Yahweh do in this situation? How would he direct me? And a lot of people are looking for something outside of Yahweh's word. I'm telling you right now, there ain't nothing outside of Yahweh's word that's going to get you to where you need to be. The only thing that's going to get you to where you need to be is his word. The only thing that's going to get you to where you need to be is his word. The only thing that's going to get you where you need to be is his word. Straight up, that's it. And he's telling us, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. I have told people certain things that the word of Yahweh says. They want counseling, so I give them the information that the word of Yahweh says. Do you know what one of the most common statements is? Well, I think.
Well, you know.
That's the highest one. Guess what the second one is?
Well, I feel that.
Sounds like emotions to me, right? Sounds like some mind stuff. Yahweh don't care about your little thoughts. He don't care how you feel. He cares about you lining up with what he told you to do. How many people have given people directions? How do they stop you and say, how do I get to so-and-so? And you say, okay, you go down here, you make a left, and then you're going to go down there and make a right. And they say, okay, like they got it. And then you looking where they go, and they ain't even going where you told them. If you would just follow the directions, you would get to where you want to go. How many of you want to, you've been going around the same mountain. You got the same problems. You got the same situation. It ain't changed. Let me tell you why it hasn't changed. Because you haven't changed your thinking. You're still relying on your thoughts. And it says right here, for my thoughts aren't yours. Neither are your ways my ways. So guess what? If you want to go higher, if you want to go to a different place, if you want to go to the blessings, where the blessings are at, let Yahweh do the thinking. And you just follow. I don't think y'all getting that. You got to let Yahweh direct you. Because he's trying to take, guess what? Anybody heard of Abraham? Abraham, call him our father of faith. Why? He went to some places that he didn't know nothing about. He left his home because Yahweh told him to go. He had nowhere to go. But Yahweh blessed him because he was obedient. Anybody heard of Noah? Noah was building something that had never been built before. There were no boats. Nobody knew what a boat was for. They didn't need boats. They said it was going to rain. There was never a thing called rain. Water had never fallen from heaven. But he trusted what Yahweh told him. Sometimes Yahweh's going to lead you to some places you ain't been before, people. He's going to take you some places that are not familiar. He's trying to lead you to a place, and you will never get there if you're trying to base it on your thoughts.
What you want me to build? I ain't never seen this before. Why am I building this? You say rain is coming? I ain't never seen rain.
What would Noah, could he find somebody today that would be willing to do what he say do? And it says right here, 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts, what? They're higher than your thoughts. The Bible says, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men what Yahweh has what? Prepared for those who, you guys do not know what Yahweh wants to do. Even right now, Yahweh's trying to manifest some stuff in your life, but he's trying to get your thinking out of the way. Right here, let's go to Titus, the 3rd chapter. If we want to go higher, we got to seek his leading, his guiding, and his direction. His ways are higher. Say, his ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. So I got to trust his thoughts. I got to trust his ways. I have to. Titus, the 3rd chapter. Hallelujah. He's taking you out of your thinking situation. You used to think a certain way. He needs you to think differently, higher. Titus, the 3rd chapter. You got it? First verse. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers. But just, what is he saying? What does it sound like? Sounds like some instructions. He's saying what? Speak evil of no man. How? But we got believers that are speaking evil. Be not brawlers, but we got believers brawling. Why are you speaking evil, and why are you brawling, fighting, wrestling? Because you're still in your thinking. We got to follow his ways. These are his ways, his instructions. Let's go further. Speak evil of no man, but to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. How are people going to know that you're different if you're not acting different? How are people going to know that there's a change in your life if you're not thinking different, right? For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish. Say, I was foolish. We were. We were foolish. And we were disobedient. And we were deceived. And what? We were serving divers lusts. This is all in the past tense.
We used to do this stuff, but we don't do this no more. We used to be foolish. Who used to be foolish?
Yo, I was King Foolish.
Who used to be disobedient? Who used to be deceived? Oh, guess who was serving? What does divers lust mean? You was doing some different stuff. You was involved in some different situations. Whatever you felt like doing, you was doing it. And some of y'all did it the best way. You practiced it. That's what you did. Some of y'all was the best cussers that ever on the face of the earth. You could cuss and put them words together and in an instant, bam, 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 bam. But guess what? You've been changed. You don't think like that. Your vocabulary is different now. You've been transformed. So when you go back to being the king of cussing or the queen of cussing, that means that you're back to your old nature. You're not going to get nowhere. And so it says, we were disobedient. We were. We were deceived. We were doing divers lusts and pleasures. Guess what? We were living in malice and envy. We were hateful and hating. See, y'all think that haters is a new thing. No, hateration was way back here 2,000 years ago. You think you're doing something new with your hateration? This ain't nothing new. We were hating. And it says, not only were we hateful, but we were hating one another. Guess what? But that's the world. But believers, we got haters in the kingdom. We got folk talking in malice. We can't do that. Why? Because we've been changed. If you're a hater, you're not going to get higher. Ooh, haters don't get higher. Tell your neighbor, haters don't get higher. That's what we used to do. We got to let that go, right? And it says, fourth verse, but after that, the kindness and the love of Yahweh, our Savior, toward man appeared. Stop, stop, stop. We was all that mess and more, but somebody stepped in. And after he stepped in on the scene in our life, after the kindness and love of our, who experienced the kindness and love of our Savior? Who experienced that? Can I just take you back to that moment where you were ready and you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that you wanted a different life? You knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that you wanted to give it all to him. And can I take you back to the tears that must have streamed down your face? Can y'all remember that moment that you came to him? Can think about that moment that you came to him and you didn't want nothing else but him, and then you were so into coming to him, you felt the love all around you. You experienced the love. Who experienced the love? Guess what? I'm still experiencing the love. I'm still experiencing it. But after, so that means this is talking about transformation. This is talking about change. This is talking about repentance. Change your thinking. Change your direction of your thoughts to him. Because a change took place. When did the change take place? It took place after that the kindness and the love of Yahweh our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we have done. Hey, you didn't deserve it. We didn't deserve it. But what? According to his mercy, he saved us. Come on. Can we read that again? But according to his mercy, he saved us. But according to his mercy, he saved us. But according to his mercy, he saved How many of y'all are saved by his mercy, saved by his love, saved by his grace? That's the transformation. So I can't think the way I would think before because I've been changed. And I didn't deserve to be changed, but by his grace and his mercy and his love, he changed me anyway. Saved us by the washing of regeneration. That means that you were something, but he regenerated you. He changed you. He transformed you. He made you over. You're not the same thing you used to be. By the washing of regeneration. So then he changed you, and then he put something in you. Hey! He put something in you that would allow you to maintain the transformation, that would give you the power to stand, that would give you the power to confess the word. What is that? The renewing of the Holy Ghost. Anybody got the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Which he shed on us abundantly. Say abundantly. He put it on us abundantly. So we have enough Holy Ghost that we can think right. We have enough Holy Ghost in us that we can redirect our thoughts to the way that we're supposed to be thinking. We have the power to be able to say no to the enemy and yes to Yahweh. No to the enemy, yes to Yahweh. No to the enemy, yes to Yahweh. Abundantly through Yeshua, Mashiach, our Savior. Seventh verse. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying. And these things I will that thou affirm constantly. You have to affirm the fact that you're different. Every day, you got to say, I'm changed. You can't just be changed and you're not affirming that you've been changed. Every day, you got to say, you know what? I'm changed. My thoughts are not the same thoughts that they used to be. Some of us, we have to do it more frequently. Every day. Some of you have to do it every hour. Some of us have to do it every minute. But whatever it takes, I'm willing to keep on affirming what Yahweh has done in my life. I'm going to keep on confessing the change that has been in me. And it says, affirm them constantly that they which have believed in Yahweh might be careful to maintain good works. It's up to you to maintain what Yahweh has put in you. You're regenerated. You're renewed by the Holy Ghost. So you should be constantly putting yourself in a position where, Yahweh, you know about this better than I do. Handle it. Yahweh, you know better about this situation than I do. I'm casting my cares upon you because you will take care of me. We got to do that. And it says here, the last part of it, that we'll be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. If you want a change to be done in your life, you got to constantly reaffirm what Yahweh has done. You got to constantly say, I'm not the same that I used to be. I don't respond the same way that I used to respond to adversity. I used to get mad, but now, when I'm confronted with something, I can get glad because I know the Yahweh is going to solve it in a way that there is no way that I can do it. Listen, until you actually trust in the change
You got to believe in the change that Yahweh has done. Otherwise, what you got change for? What did you come to him for if you're not going to let him make a change in you? Why are you wasting your time coming to church and coming to Bible study if you're not going to obey the scriptures that have been put forth? If you're going to half serve him, you might as well go out there and let the good times roll. But if you really want to change life, if you really want transformation, if you really want victory, if you really want to achieve the things Yahweh has for you, you got to give it all to him. All. He don't want a part. He wants all of it. You're not going to get higher until you give it all to him. Father Yahweh, we thank you. First of all, Father Yahweh, we acknowledge.